Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tigert, and I'm here with Stuart Whitehair, who's running for the Board of Education out of the Tigert District. Stuart, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Alex. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start out right off the bat with your background and what really motivated you to run for the Board of Education.
So my background, Alex, I'm born and raised in Taylor County. I've lived in Grafton, Flemington, and now we're back in Prunnytown. I work as an electrician. I've worked in that field for about 30 years. I'm dating myself now, but about 30 years. And I've worked hourly and salary positions along with different management positions. I currently work for Mon Power at Harrison Power Station. I've been employed with Mon Power for about 9 years, and I work in the work management department as electrical and instrumentation controls planner. This new job that I got as a planner offers me a 6 to 2:30 Monday through Friday schedule. So it offers me the ability to run for a seat here on the board. Like I say, as a lifelong resident of the county, I've been able to see the education system as a student, as a parent, as a grandparent, the son of a teacher, and my son just graduated in December from Fairmont State in elementary education. He now subs in Marion and Taylor counties, but the education system in Taylor County is especially important to me. And as a resident of the Tigert District, I'd like to contribute my time to becoming the next member of the Board of Education, Alex.
Awesome. Makes sense. So, looking at the role of a member of the board, what do you see as the primary responsibilities of the Board of Education, and certainly you as a board member, if you're fortunate enough to be elected?
Yeah, so your role is, you've got to become a team member. You're part of a team. Each board member has a different background. The existing board that's there, they all have different backgrounds. It's important that we I've got some notes here. It's important that your role shouldn't be as an obstacle, but more so to prevent any obstacles from the professional staff, from the students. You want to be prepared going into these meetings, involved in the community, that sort of thing.
Yeah, makes sense. How would you measure success? Again, if you're fortunate to be to win the election, you serve a term. How would you measure success as a board member?
So I think measuring success, I don't think I'm not doing this. I'm not a politician, and I'm not doing this to be to become popular. Success could be making some unpopular decisions at times. Success doesn't necessarily mean getting a clap at a board meeting, or like I say, being the most popular. So success could mean some hard decisions made. Success can mean some good decisions, but hard decisions. And I look forward to the challenge.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, looking at some of those decisions, maybe coming in, you've got maybe on your mind some specific actions or initiatives that you'd like to prioritize that you think would enhance the quality of education in Taylor County. You want to share some of those with us if you have any?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I believe that school safety is paramount for our students and staff. I don't know why. I mean, we've got a good start, I think, on the safety front in our schools, but I don't know why we do not have a pro officer in every school. So I think as the board, we must make that funding available. We must make that resource available. Second, we as a county and state, we're seeing more families affected by drug abuse and sexual abuse every day. We have grandparents raising their grandchildren, aunts, uncles raising their nieces and nephews. These children, they've witnessed horrific things firsthand that you and I, we've never been exposed to, and only Lord knows what they've been exposed to. As professionals, we must question ourselves if our programs and our policies, are we doing everything we can for these children, right? What programs do we have in place to assist grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle at 6, 7 o'clock at night, when they get dinner done and this child needs help with their homework? You know, I can remember trying to help my children. You know, this, you're talking one generation with math. You know, you throw another gap in there, you throw another generation gap in there, and I can't imagine. So, do we have what resources do we have? What's out there for them? You know, there's all kinds of online help. There should be some online help. Can we have a tutoring service online that you know the kid can call into? You know, all the kids have iPads. Should have, you know, high speed internet access. Maybe parts of the county a little faster than others. Those are the kind of things. But third, I'm also a firm believer that not every child is suited for college. More effort and focus must be placed on vocational training and expansion of our current programs, and the addition of many other programs, not only for our children, but our community, our state. I currently serve on an advisory council for the Marion County Technical Center to guide and steer their electrical program, assuring their students are ready for the real world, making sure they receive the highest quality of training and that will prepare them for successful careers, Alex. With that experience and connection, I hope to bring new ideas and programs to the students of Taylor County.
That's great. Let's look. So we've talked a little about what a successful board member looks like, and some of the initiatives you want to bring forward. Let's look at the broader vision of what is your vision for the future of education in Taylor County?
So I think my broader vision for the future education of Taylor County does include some vocational training, but I think we've got to keep the charter schools at bay. I really do. I don't think we want to pull. We can't pull that funding from our current system. You know, with those charter schools, they can allow just anybody with a bachelor's degree to teach your children, and that's kind of a slap in the face to our professional educators, those that have degrees in education. I see, you know, further expanding our current system with technology, you know, growing that technology. But at some point, we kind of got to get back to the basics as well. I'm a firm believer of you know, sitting in a classroom. There's something to be said about sitting in a classroom and paying attention. You know, technology. It's great to have, but you know, cell phones, they have their place. You know, hear me say, you know, most kids have phones. That's fine to carry them to school, but in a classroom, they shouldn't be in a classroom. If they're in a classroom, you know, put them in the front, put them away. They shouldn't be out in the classroom. So that's where I'd like to see. That's where I'd like to see our school systems head.
So with that vision, let's say as executor, whatnot, what tangible outcomes would you like to see from our education system here in Taylor County?
So we already, I mean, I don't have the statistics. We have a good graduation rate, I'm sure. We always did growing up. But those numbers could get better. You know, we can do better. I'd like to do a better job retaining educators. You know, I see so many educators going out of county because they're paying a little bit more. I'd like to set the bar. I'd like Taylor County to set the bar. I'd like other teachers to say, "Hey, let's go to Taylor County. They're paying more." That's how I think that we move our system forward. You know, that has to be done at a, you know, it starts at a county levels. You know, you have to get on board with the state. You know, that funding has to be there. The taxpayers have to get on board with all that. And we have to be, you know, as members, we have to be fiduciary responsible with the money, with the taxpayers' money.
Yep, makes sense. Let's talk, so in our counties, you look around, you find tons of challenges, and we can all point out, but there's opportunities too. And so we're going to talk about both challenges and opportunities. Let's start first with the challenges. I mean, what do you believe is really the most pressing educational issue facing our county, and how might you want to try to address that as a board member?
So, and as a board member, Alex, I've been to several board meetings, and in most of the meetings, there's agendas, right? The professional staff at the board office, Dr. Stallings and his staff, does a wonderful job at putting together your agenda. What needs looked at, but there's certain state law, state code, federal mandates that kind of dictate what you can and what you can't do. The meetings that I've attended, the meetings I've attended in the past, there's very little involvement on what the board actually does. It like I say, it's a lot of agenda based. You're passing budgets, you're passing, making sure bills are paid, making sure there's hirings, firings. Unfortunately, you have to deal with some disciplinary things as well, and that all gets in the way, but. Most of what I've seen and what I've witnessed with the with attending these board meetings is it's just it just kind of flows. Everything else, you put the right folks in place to make those things happen. I'm not a I don't have an education background. I'm an electrician, but everybody together as a team, you develop a team, and that team does, they shine.
Yeah,
So.
that makes sense. What about on the other side? So the challenges are there, and they abound in our county. And you mentioned some of them earlier in the, whether it's the opioid epidemic that's created challenges in generational parenting and those things. But what about on the opportunity side? What do we have available to us in our schools that you think might be an opportunity we can, expound upon or expand upon?
What do we have available in our schools? Alex, we have a we, so our teaching staff, our teachers are wonderful. Some of the teachers that I had and you had in school, they're still there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it every day. They get up and they do it, and they do it for the right reasons. They do it because they want the children to learn. And I think that we need to find more of those teachers. Right, we need to find more of those teachers, and those teachers touch lives. They've touched the lives of my son. They've touched, me, but I didn't fall on that path, but my son, he followed in my mother's footsteps, and those are the kids that we reach out to, right? Those are the kids that can help and want to stay here and want to stay in Taylor County and want to see Taylor County grow, and I just want to help that's what we have to offer is Taylor County.
Yeah, that's great. So when you talk about the teachers are great, we talk about our community, and being a board member, you're somewhat of a representative of the rest of the constituency within the county. So how do you plan to engage with parents and teachers and students and all stakeholders to ensure their voices are heard and incorporated into your decision making as a board member?
Right. Well, let me share this. Let me share this. I plan on having a set office hour posted to the community, 2 to 4 hours, a week that I'll guarantee that I'll sit down and I'll answer questions, email back and forth. That's a good start. Anything above and beyond that, that's on our own. But if you look back, here's where I'm at with it. If you look at, I've sifted through about 4 years worth of Board of Education meeting minutes notes,
Okay.
and over 4 years, you see there's five board members. You see votes are 5-0, 5-0. Yays or nays. You never see 4-1, 3-2. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the guy that questions. I'm going to be that guy. I can't believe in 4 years that it's been unanimous, that all five are in agreement on every subject that they voted upon. And I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be that guy that questions it.
Yeah,
So.
perfect. So we're on the down slope. Just a couple other questions here, and this is just more lighthearted. Can you share a favorite memory of yours, or a moment that maybe reflects what you love about this community?
Favorite memory. Well, I tell you, I have so many memories, childhood memories of the schools. Like I say, I started out in Flemington Elementary. Probably Alex is going to be running down the steps. It's running down the steps at the middle school,
Middle school, huh?
at Grafton Middle School up on West Washington Street. At the end of the day, the buses lined up on Main Street. And I think our kids, they're on the hill up here in Pruneytown now at Taylor County Middle School. But I wish my kids would have experienced Grafton Middle School. I have fond memories of that school, old school, but very fond memories of that school.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Stuart, as is customary to this program, we offer the last word to the candidate. So, what is it? What message would you like to leave with the voters as we conclude our interview here today?
Alex, I'd just like to say education and hard work, whether college or otherwise, have played a key role in my family, in our lives. And I believe, having grandchildren in pre-K, I'm old enough to have grandchildren. Not in this in this county, but in Mon County, and a range of experiences in other life, with life after pre-K, through myself, my wife, my children. It gives a unique perspective on a relationship between our school system, its students, and the world. So that's all I've got to. That's how I'm going to leave that.
Excellent. All right. Stuart Whitehair running for the Taylor County Board of Education out of the Tigard District. Stuart, thanks for coming on the program and good luck with the election.
Thank you.